I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A U.S. judge recently ruled in favor of her Christian college ministry. Greg Howe is the director of external relations at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
InterVarsity just received a ruling from a federal court which declared that the University of Iowa has been illegally discriminating against religious groups on campus. We're delighted by this, and this all began in about 2017 when the University of Iowa began derecognizing all the religious groups on campus, Christian groups, Muslim groups, LDS groups, because all of the groups required their leaders to share the faith of that group, which is just common sense. But the university said that this violated their non-discrimination requirement.
Praise God for removing this barrier, and please pray for InterVarsity as it reaches out on campus. And most people in North African countries follow Islam and have little Christian influence. So if the church there is small, does that mean it's powerless? Dennis Weens with Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says there are a few common myths when it comes to spreading the gospel in North Africa.
People really don't recognize the indigenous church that's around the world. Almost every country has a church now. We can come alongside the church that's already there and empower them.
Sat7 channels in North Africa are run by local believers. For example, Sat7 Arabic broadcasts gospel hope into 21 Arabic-speaking countries in the MENA region. Please pray for Christ's hope to permeate North Africa and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You've told us you value this program and that it's much needed for such a time as this. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links and join us at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.